This is Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmo Radio News Summary. I'm Kamain Gaya. Good afternoon. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has assured that West African nations are determined to build a resilient health system. President Sirleaf noted that the outbreak of Ebola virus disease in the region provided an opportunity for renewed collaboration and information sharing for the building of a vibrant public health sector. The Liberian leader was speaking Wednesday in Monrovia at the close of a three-day regional health conference for West African nations. The meeting was aimed at mapping out further strategies for the prevention of future disease outbreaks. President Sirleaf called on member states of the West African Health Organizations to find a way as to how medical experts can combat, control, and prevent the disease in case of a future outbreak. Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé and coordinator of ECOWAS Ebola Response praised what he called the invaluable contributions of communities in the fight against Ebola. Speaking through an interpreter, the Togolese president noted that community members can be an integral part of the process of building a strong health sector in West Africa. The revitalized activities of Liberia Macroeconomics Policy Analysis Center, LIPAC, have kicked off. The director of LIPAC told Onmo Radio that the role of the center is to advise the government on public policy issues by evidence-based research. Dale Francis Ware said the government has provided funds to assist in the revitalization of the center. Mr. Ware noted that a strategic plan has been put in place to guide the revitalization process. In sports, a 28-man delegation of Liberia's football champions Barrick Young Controllers has departed the country for South Africa to honor their CAF Confederation Cup second league match with Super Sport United. The delegation is headed by K2 Smith of the technical department at the Liberia Football. The Go Blue Boys on Sunday came from a goal down to draw with the mighty Super Sport United at the famous Antoinette Tubman Stadium in central Monrovia. If the Liberian champions are to qualify to the group stage of the CAF Cup, they will have to secure a win away from home or settle to at least a 2-2 draw. BYC President Sekou Konen said he is hopeful that his boys can cause an upset in South Africa, judging from their first league performance in Monrovia. The news is coming to you from Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The European Court of Human Rights has ruled that Russia failed to protect the hostages of the Berlin school siege in which about 330 people died in 2004. In a siege, Chechen rebels took more than 1,000 hostages, mostly children. The court said that officials knew an attack was imminent but did not act. Russia said the ruling was utterly unacceptable and that it would appeal. No Russian official has been held responsible for the high number of deaths, which include 186 children. And finally, the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions on two militia leaders accused of fueling conflict in the Central African Republic. The U.S. Treasury said in a statement that the sanctions against the two men who came from rival sides in the conflict underscored the U.S.'s determination to tackle instability in the Central African Republic. The statement added that any assets they have in the U.S. will be frozen. The Central African Republic has been wracked by ethnic and religious conflict since 2013. That's the Onmo Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmo, you can log on to www.onmo.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmo2003, or twitter/onmo news. I'm Kamain Gaya. Good afternoon.